time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Well, not too bad. 66 degrees?
Yeah.
At 7:30-ish in the morning?
Warm start today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get used to it.
No, I was going to say, it's just a big tease, isn't it? What did I see, like 37 degrees or something for a high later this week one day?
Yeah.
They change it now?
Yeah, it's going to be a little bit warmer than that. High near 45 on Thursday, and then Friday, high near 45, so okay. Sounds like in the 40s.
I was going to say, yesterday afternoon, we were looking at the long-range forecast for the week, and it showed pretty much rain all week. And I noticed 37, I think, on Thursday for a high. I thought, you got to be kidding me. It'll be May by then.
Yeah.
That's not right.
It isn't.
I know. Well, someday we'll get spring, right? Kendall Warren's in with us here this morning as we get going today. He'd like to tell us about W&S Appliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got four used 3-inch electric ranges, one of them being a smooth top. Got an older 22 cubic foot side-by-side priced for quick sale. A near-new front-load Whirlpool washer. Got a used two-door refrigerator with top freezer in excellent condition, 22 cubic foot capacity, 25 cubic foot French door bottom freezer in stainless steel, new practically. Got an older stack washer-dryer combination, works good. Two used cooktops, one electric and one gas. Electronic portable air cleaner, practically new. Used washer and dryer, only a few months old, a stack-type unit. And three used built-in dishwashers. Got new gas and electric ranges by Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, LG, and Frigidaire. Freestanding models on display. A full line of built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. Slide-in ranges, drop-in ranges, built-in ovens, cooktops, and range hoods. Water heaters, gas, and electric. We deliver installed, haul the old heater away. And, of course, we do take care of the service after the sale. If you pick that water heater up, do the installing yourself, special pricing. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that. Hey, it's that time of the year. I know the weather hasn't been, you know, tremendous outside, but it is that time of the year because you can't hardly go anywhere these days, especially on a Friday evening or a Saturday afternoon, without seeing a load of garage sale signs on trees and light poles and any place else folks can put them up someplace. It's garage sale time. I don't know what it is about spring, if it's just the fact that we've been cooped up all winter and we stumbled over all these things all winter that we couldn't get out of the way of, and decided it's time to move these things out. But spring seems to be the time for garage sales. Have you hit one yet?
Nope. Are you a couple around me, though.
Are you a garage sale person? Do you do that stuff?
Not really.
Not so much?
No.
Some folks make almost a career out of it.
Yeah.
Seriously. I mean, some folks really do. I mean, it's a science. They will shop garage sales, find stuff, put it away, and maybe at some other time it'll be on their own garage sale at some point. I mean, it's just amazing how things will turn and then turn over again. Garage sailing is, it doesn't happen by accident. There is kind of a science to it. It's nothing real scientific, but there is kind of a method to it. A website entitled Money Saving Mom, I was looking for some ideas on garage sales, and the website Money Saving Mom actually has a whole bunch of them, because apparently moms are the ones that primarily organize garage sales. At least it seems that way in most households. But there are some tips to running successful garage sales. We actually held a garage sale once at our house and sold the garage.
There you go.
We really did. We seriously did.
Got rid of everything.
Yeah. Well, we were looking to build a two-car instead of the one car we had. So why not? It was my wife's idea. Let's put a sign up on the side of the garage and see if it sells. And by golly, it did that day. A couple of weeks later, they unbolted it, picked it up, and moved it somewhere else. Now, I'm not saying you're going to sell the garage if you decide to have a garage sale. I guess that was one true garage sale in the truest sense. But there are some points and things you can do. And this particular person who wrote this article talked about collecting over $1,000 at a garage sale that they ran. They did it over a 2.5-day period. But, you know, the highest ticket items they had were $20, and they said most of the items they sold were anywhere from $0.25 to $2. So, you know, I guess you have to have realistic expectations when you go into a garage sale, too. Why are you doing it? Is it to make money or to get rid of stuff? Or maybe a combination of both,
yeah.
Perhaps. But one of the things that this person suggests is collecting stuff all year long. She has a garage sale stash. She says when she comes upon something, any time of the year, doesn't matter, that you no longer need or don't want, and they just put it in a box somewhere, in the garage, in the house. Once the box fills up, then start another one and keep on going. And then without much effort at all, by the time it's the month of your annual garage sale, boom, there you got it. What, 8-10 boxes worth of stuff, all set up and ready to go. Number two, the thing is to think about is to have a plan for the garage sale. They don't happen by accident. You need some organization. At least a week before the sale, they like to go through their home top to bottom, clear out clutter. At least 2 to 3 days before the sale, take an afternoon, price everything out, and get it organized. And then the day before the sale, devote a few hours to final organization. Put an ad on, wherever you need to put it out there. There are a lot of different places on the web where folks will advertise garage sales now. It's not just tacking flyers up on the corner pole anymore. Get cash. Don't forget to do that. Get yourself organized. You need to have a little cash box when you're there, too, with plenty of things that you can use for change. Don't forget the coins. If you're selling things for a quarter, you're going to need change. So make sure you get that. Get your signs ready and stuff, too. Don't wait until the last minute to try to pull off a garage sale and expect it to be a flying success. It'll either flop or you'll run yourself ragged, or perhaps both. And if you're in a new location and you're new to hosting a garage sale, you might want to start a little earlier to get yourself organized, too. You know, different things that you need to do when you're organizing for a garage sale would be, you know, how you're going to display items. You know, do you need to borrow or make a clothes rack of some kind? You know, when you go into a store, everything is organized for a reason. Think about that as you're preparing for your garage sale, too. Just don't throw whatever out on a table. Do you have enough table space? You know, if not, you might want to check and see if you can borrow some tables from friends or put together some makeshift tables out of plywood and boxes or something so you have things up there where people can see them. What signs will you use? How many do you need? Where do you put them? You know, think about all these kinds of things. Who's going to put the signs out in the morning of the sale? Are you going to do everything yourself? That's kind of tough to do, especially when you're trying to hold back people who are parked across the street a half an hour before the garage sale starts waiting to get in. How much cash do you need to have on hand? And should you keep it in a safe place? Do you need to purchase a license for running a garage sale in your particular town? Do you have enough help to get through the day? All those kinds of things need to be considered. And team up, too, is another helpful tip. One of the best secrets for success when it comes to the garage sales is, you know, you don't necessarily have to do it on your own. Find friends or family to team up with. Sometimes that means multiple family garage sales. Sometimes families will do grandma and grandpa will bring things over to the house, too, because they have things to sell, too. Why not organize it, make it bigger? Then you can divvy up all the responsibilities between several people. It makes it all more manageable that way, and sometimes fun. If you want to have a garage sale that flops, then the idea is to pick a location off the beaten path and hard to get to. That's a tip for what not to do. If you don't live near a busy intersection, you might want to look for an alternative location. Maybe you have a friend or a relative who would be kind enough to allow you to use their driveway on that particular day if they live in a little bit better area. And timing is everything. You don't want to plan a garage sale in freezing cold winter or in the blazing hot summer. Those really aren't very good times. I think that's one of the reasons that spring is such a popular time for these types of things. Check the weather ahead. Make sure you're ahead of the forecast, too, just in case, especially this spring. You want to make sure you know you're going to be out there in the best time to get people out. Clearly mark your prices also. Another hint for a successful garage sale is to make sure you mark the prices. You know, it's easy to just want to stick a big sign on a table saying, everything on that table is a quarter. But in the long run, this person suggests it's much more efficient to go ahead and put price stickers on everything. Instead of having to make up prices on the spot, people know exactly how much something is. In addition, some people are too shy to ask the price of an item, so sometimes you lose a sale if things aren't marked. And it's easy to, you know, invest a few dollars to buy some pre-priced stickers, too. A lot of times you can get those types of items that are real cheap, real easy to find. They don't cost very much, and they can help you. They're brightly colored, and it's a lot easier. Sometimes you have multiple families involved when you run the garage sale, so sometimes you can just mark initials on the price tags, too, of who's got what. That way it's a little easier to kind of keep track of who gets what on the tally sheet at the end of the day if you're divvying things up. And make sure you price things to sell. When you're thinking about pricing, you know, you want to think like the person walking up the driveway, not the person sitting there holding the garage sale. You expect to pay yard sale prices. Unless something's brand new with the tags on it, you're not going to pay more than probably a few quarters for it. It's going to be pretty cheap. So when you're pricing your items to sell, always try to price them at what you feel would be a good bargain if you were buying them at someone else's garage sale. Put yourself in their shoes. Garage sales tend to be low-end deals. Also, you want to advertise well, too. Marketing the sale is usually the number one factor in how well your sale does. So you can have lots of great items and great prices and a great location, but if you don't tell people how to get there, they won't find it on their own. We do this advertising thing here on the radio. We kind of know a little bit about that. Yeah, yeah. That's the old adage in radio advertising land, too, is, you know, that business that always said, no, we're not going to advertise, not going to advertise, not going to advertise. But then they call us to advertise their going out of business sale. You know, it's the same way with garage sales, too. Make sure you get it out there so people know about it, too. And mark the things down on the last day. Things are usually pretty picked over. If you're going to do a multi-day sale, a lot of times folks will do a Friday night, then a Saturday. If you're doing a multi-day sale, it's the perfect opportunity to get creative and hand out rock-bottom bargains on the second day. Sometimes people will come back. They might show up on Friday night and look through things, and then they might come back on a Saturday just to kind of see what's left and see if maybe the prices went down. So that's your opportunity to get some more. And the last tip for holding a successful garage sale, what better way to teach your children entrepreneurial skills than to let them earn a little bit of money in the process by maybe setting up their own little cookie and lemonade stand at the sale? Give them an opportunity. If it's cold outside, sell hot chocolate, coffee, cinnamon rolls, what have you. One-yard sale, they saw a pancake griddle. Somebody sold hotcakes off the griddle on a Saturday morning. That might be a little much, but, you know, baked goods, bars, different things like that, some of those things can sell. And as I say, maybe it's an opportunity for the kids to get in on it, too, and have a little fun on their own. Maybe make a little of their own money, too, after mom and dad, of course, spend all the money on supplies. Tips for a garage sale. I know you're going to hit some if you haven't already here this spring. Kendall Warren, like to tell us a little bit more this morning about W&S Suppliants. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got convertible portable built-in dishwashers by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, and LG. We do deliver, install, and, of course, take care of the service later. Freezers, chest and upright, sizes from 5'3", and including 25 cubic foot, and most of those in stock for quick delivery or pickup. Got washers and dryers, small, large, and super capacity, and top load and front load. Got washer sizes up to 5 cubic foot. Gas and electric dryers, got Whirlpool, Maytag, LG. And, of course, if space is a problem, we have some stack units. Also do offer Speed Queen washers and dryers, which are made in the United States. 3-year parts, labor, and in-home warranty service on them. Got lots of refrigerators in stock, good selections of models, colors, and prices. We have Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, KitchenAid, LG, and Frigidaire, and top trade-in values on any clean, used, working refrigerator. Replace W&S Appliance. Stop and see us and try to do it today. Jim?
Great. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Hey, have a great garage sale season. Since we're not going to have spring, we might as well at least have something. I guess we'll just have garage sale season this year. Hey, go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.